Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dave Fredrickson and we're going to talk about a romantic dining experience. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm great. And I know you've been busy getting this together, but you've been doing this for a few years. You have some experience at this.
Yes, we've been doing this for 12 years now. This is our 12th venture at this.
How did all this get started?
Actually, I was not on the department at the time that this all got started, but we were looking for a fundraiser to try to help raise money to purchase equipment for the fire department. And that's how this all started off.
And I think it's important for people to know when they go and enjoy themselves that this money is going for a good purpose.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, and we'll talk a little more about that purpose. But let's first here tell people when this is happening and what they get to eat.
Okay. It is Friday, February 10th and Saturday, February 11th. Serving starts at 5 o'clock. You do have a choice of ribeye or Windsor chop, and the ribeye is grilled the way you want it. We also offer baby red potatoes, corn or green beans, dinner salad, dinner roll, and we also have several choices for desserts this year.
Okay. Now, when people call and make their reservation, which is really required or you're not going to have a seat, do they tell you then whether they want a ribeye or a Windsor chop?
Yes, we do ask that at that time.
Okay, and how they want it cooked.
That is correct.
That's remarkable to me, Dave, that you can do all that. With how many do you serve in one night?
It's 300 approximately per night. Generally, it's 600 people that we do serve in the two evenings, and that's it's remarkable.
To get your steak cooked the way you want it with 300 people, that just blows my mind. And what time do they need to arrive?
We start serving at 5 o'clock. Generally, people are there between 4:30 and 4:45. We usually have a line at the door for people to get in.
Okay. But this isn't come and go. This is come in and sit down and have your dinner?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
We do also offer takeout, too. If somebody is wanting to do that, it is available.
Oh, okay. Hey, I didn't know that. That's news to me. So that's good for people to know. And of course, because this is a fundraiser, you have to charge something.
Yes, we do. It is $50 per couple, and we feel that that's a pretty fair price.
Yeah. Where else are they going to go to get all of this great food cooked especially for you for $50 per couple? I think it's a very fair price. And who does the cooking?
The beef producers take care of the ribeyes for us, and we have the pork producers that cook the Windsor chops for us.
Mm-hmm.
They've done that for us for a number of years now, and they do a great job.
So, Dave, this involves a lot of people, a lot of volunteer hours to get all this ready.
That it does.
Because I understand. Now, I have to say, I haven't been there. You don't just walk into this empty building and sit down and have bare walls around you, I understand.
No. Every year we have a different theme. This year it is at the movies. It's going to be really neat. We do a lot of decorating. We've got one lady in particular that is in charge of the decorating, and she does a wonderful job. She doesn't do it on her own. She has a lot of help underneath her that takes care of a lot of the things for her as well, but they do a great job.
So when you say this is a romantic dining experience, again, you're not just putting that down in words. You're making it happen.
Yes, we are.
Yes. So, folks, now, if people want to come, as I said, they need to get their reservation in. Even though there's 300 a night, and you say, oh, well, hey, you almost always sell out.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So how can they make a reservation?
They can either call myself at area code 712-249-0921. They can also give Mitch Boyson a call, which is 712-250-0078, or Peggy Bishorner, which is 712-783-4264.
And I'm thinking Peggy's number is going to be in the phone book.
Yes, it will.
Cell phone. So Peggy Bishorner, if you've forgotten those other numbers, Peggy Bishorner would be a person to call.
That is correct.
Okay.
We do also have tickets available at Hy-Vee at the customer service. And tickets are also available at Rex Pharmacy.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know. So if you don't know the phone numbers, you don't remember the phone number, just stop by Hy-Vee or Rex Pharmacy and say, I want tickets, and tell them what night. And they're taking the orders also for the kind of meat.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So there's some more volunteers helping you out.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, so you said that this does go, of course, to the Wyota Volunteer Fire Department. Anything special you're working on this year?
We are trying to purchase a new grass unit. The grass unit that we currently use has run its course, and we're needing to replace that. That goes out on 95% of our calls. Mm-hmm. So it is important that it is up and functioning properly.
So how much money are you talking about?
Well, we're going to try to do this project ourselves. So we're looking at about $40,000 is what we're trying to raise.
Yeah, more than a couple pennies here. Yes. When you're talking about equipment that's for a special purpose. Now, you said that's the equipment that goes out most often. Let's talk about what area do you serve and what kind of service do you provide?
We have four EMTs on our department. Since we're only 7 miles away from the interstate, we do have a lot of interstate calls. We are mutual aid with ANITA, which means that whenever there's a page for a fire call, or a medical call, structure fire, whatever the case may be, we are paged out in unison with ANITA, so we do work together there.
Mm-hmm. How many miles do you sometimes go out? I mean, have you gone out?
We have about a 72-mile square radius, you might say, that we do cover.
Okay. So I know you help out others besides ANITA. If they need more help, they're
yes.
going to call on Wyota as well as the others in the area.
Yes.
And you mentioned this is a grass fire unit. Is that what you told me?
We call it the grass unit.
Okay,
yes.
The grass unit. I'm thinking right now is it's hard to tell, but if we don't get much more rain, you're going to be called out a lot more.
Yes, we hope not, but we would like to be prepared if that happens.
Yes, that's for sure. Now, you know, one of the things, whenever I talk to firemen, I just go, I can't hardly believe all the time you put in on training. How do you get your training? Where do you do your training?
We actually have classes that we do take. There's actually one starting up here in Atlantic tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, for Firefighter 1. We have a monthly training meeting that we hold at our fire department ourselves, and the chief usually puts together, you know, some sort of an agenda, and we either look at the trucks, we take them out and make sure that the pumps are working properly, check over our fire gear. There's just numerous things. Mm-hmm. It's just the list goes on and on.
Mm-hmm. Who's your chief?
Cody Will.
All right, because it's just a lot of time that you, all of you, and then we have a tendency to say you guys, but maybe we should say and women?
Yes, we do have two women that are active firefighters and EMTs on our fire department in Wyota.
If somebody said, you know, I would like to consider being a firefighter, what do they need to do?
If they're in our area, they just need to stop in the fire department. We have monthly meetings, actually two of them. One of them is a training and one of them is a business. Mm-hmm. If they stop in and talk to us and express interest, we will take a little vote on that and try to get them voted on.
It would be a good way if somebody's new in the community and really is interested in being a part of the community. I would think it'd be a great way to really get acquainted and be of service to the community.
Yes, it would.
It's not just a party. You got to say, I got to be ready to go here and participate
yes,
in training.
That's right.
Yeah. Is there anything else we should know about the fire department or some advice you want to give us about fires? You know, what's happening right now or anything? I mean, I'm thinking people may be plugging in heaters. All of a sudden it's colder.
Yes, it's something that you really need to watch. Any of these little heaters that you plug in your house, you don't want to use a lightweight extension cord on those. It's just something that's going to cause problems down the road. Make sure your paper products are away from your heaters. Just numerous things.
Okay, yeah, just take a second thought about what you're doing there.
Exactly.
Let's go back to, we want to make sure people know about this 2012 romantic dining experience. So let's review time, place, cost, those real basic essentials.
Okay, once again, it's Friday, February 10th and Saturday, February 11th. We start serving at 5 o'clock. We serve from 5 until 9. Once again, we're having ribeyes and Windsor chops, and the ribeyes are grilled just the way you want them. We're having
price?
The price is $50 per couple.
Okay, and to make a reservation?
Just give any one of your favorite firemen a call. We do have tickets available at Hy-Vee, at the customer service, and also at Rex Pharmacy.
Okay, and you're going to get the whole dinner there, dessert, dinner roll, vegetable, the whole thing, and have a great time. Do you have any entertainment?
No, we don't. We have a little background music going, but there's enough people there chit-chatting that they don't really need any entertainment. They make their own.
Yeah, it's a social event.
That it is.
I think a very special one because this is the 12th year. It wouldn't be still going on if it wasn't successful, Dave.
That's correct.
Yeah. We've been visiting with Dave Fredrickson, who is the president of the Wyota Volunteer Fire Department. So check out the Romantic Dining Experience. Until next time, here's a thought. A name engraved in hearts will outlast those engraved in marble.